Hey, welcome back to Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. I just talk about my experiences as a retail investor. Started off with a few shares of AMC, hoping for the MOAS, and ended up now with over 3.3 trillion Decat coins, Decat tokens. That's right, 3.3 trillion Decat tokens. And crazy, I know. And so how are things going? I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast because I've been really busy working with the Decat graphic novel team. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. But that's kind of what's been going on. Most of my time that I have for projects has been going towards the graphic novel team. So it doesn't, you know, with my family, work, and everything, it just doesn't leave a lot of extra time. So I'm on my lunch break right now. So I wanted to do a quick podcast just to kind of update things. So, you know, Decat launched and, you know, we had a couple little runs, but, you know, it came back down and even to the point where it was like at an all-time low. But I used those periods to accumulate as best I could. That's how I got to the over the 3 trillion. And now we're going back up. You know, we had someone that, you know, sold trillions of it. It went down. We had a low and people just started grabbing it up, buying it back. And we're back to where we were before those big sales came. And, you know, we're going to keep going here. So I wish it was, you know, going up a little higher, but we're doing the best we can. It's been an interesting time for crypto. You see Bitcoin going above 60,000, Ethereum hitting, you know, $3,500, and even Pepe going on a run, Shiba Inu, you know, going on another run. So it's nice to see these other projects doing well. Yes, I wish we were doing a little better, but again, I use these times when it's low to accumulate. And then, you know, once it starts running, there's a little part of me that's like, well, that's it. That was the accumulation period where you can just get billions and billions of this stuff for, you know, a couple hundred bucks. So that's where Decat is right now. My philosophy on it really is like, this isn't just an investment for me. This is like a job. This is my startup company, and I have my areas in the company that I work. And one of those is the graphic novel team and producing content and trying to recruit artists and writers and video makers to come into our community. And I always say, if you support Decat, Decat will support you. That's one of the things about our brand now, is we can create content under that Decat brand, and we don't have to worry about anybody coming after us with IP issues or licensing issues. It's our own thing, and we're going forward with it. I started Decat Con, so every month around the 23rd, 24th, whatever falls on a Saturday, we have Decat Con, which is right now just a space call where I can kind of update people on everything. I set up Decat Studios as a way to kind of, you know, foster these creative endeavors. And, you know, it's a way. Decat Con is like a monthly update on where we're at with certain things. And right now I'm helping out with the graphic novel team. And then also we met someone in the community that has some experience in developing games. So we're going to try to develop some games with a Decat theme to them. And we'll start small, so, you know, get some wins under our belt, and we'll keep building, hopefully, and doing more on that. I told the team about Kickstarter, which is a way to fund projects that if we ever want to do a bigger project as a Decat community, we could set up a Kickstarter for it, and that would be the way to collect the funds and initiate things and keep track of what's going on with it. And then also Fiverr, I told everybody about Fiverr, which is just a community of artists and entrepreneurs and people and craftspeople and programmers. You can find all sorts of talented people at Fiverr and then hire them for their service, sometimes as low as $5, depending on the service they're offering. That's why they call it Fiverr. And, you know, with a combination of all those things, the Million Dollar Meow, which is our charity initiative, meaning we're going to get 10 billion Decat coins, put them in a wallet for a charity, and I'm going to hold it for them. And when we hit a decimal point and then three zeros and a one, about a little over a 40 billion market cap, those 10 billion Decats, which I could buy right now for 27, 28, 30 bucks, they're going to be worth $1 million. And I know that seems crazy. How do you turn a $30 donation into $1 million? You know, crazier things have happened in crypto. It can happen. It's not easy, but it can happen. And if you set these wallets up now, it's going to be fun to watch them grow. But it's also, you know, once you get to that point, it's a little harder to make that decision to donate $1 million to somebody. Whereas if you're doing it all along, it's a little easier. But it also creates that story, the narrative of this is a good project and we were thinking of doing the right thing with our profits a long time ago from the very beginning. So that's where things are. We're, you know, it's a project that we're building. We're trying to create content and show quality, that we're a quality project and attract investors right now. It's hard right now because the gas fees for ETH right now, the only way you really can get to CAT is by swapping Ethereum for it. And the Ethereum, because Ethereum is pumping right now, the Ethereum network is very busy. And whenever the Ethereum network gets busy, it costs more to do these transactions. That's what they call the gas fee. And normally when, you know, normal transactions could be $12, $15, $18 in gas. And now you're seeing prices, you know, $40, $50, $60. I've seen it as high as $120, $130 for gas. So it's hard to ask people to buy $50 worth of Decat when they would have to pay $60 in gas fee. It's kind of like buying someone a gift for $20 and then paying $30 to mail it to them, that you spend more on postage than you do on the actual gift. And that's why something like a gift card makes more sense, because you could just put that in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and mail it, and you don't have to pay the excess money for shipping and handling. In fact, I set up some books on Amazon, and one of them was an actual physical book that you could, it was like a notebook, a Decat Studios notebook. And I set it for, like, I make a penny in profit, a penny royalty on the book. I wanted to make it as cheap as I could, but even then it was $4.75, and you still had to pay for shipping. And someone in Norway wanted to buy the book, but they said it was going to cost them $27 in shipping to get it. So that's one of the things I said, was we come up with ideas for products for Decat, you know, the digital products, the stuff that you can, you know, there's no shipping charge. That's probably the way to go, because these shipping charges can get expensive and it eats into the project, and you have to raise the price of something to where somebody probably wouldn't buy it, period. So anyway, that's where things are at. I hope you're doing well with your investments. I'm happy for all the communities that have gone up. You know, again, if you had a more conservative outlook and you were diversified and you had, you know, a lot of Bitcoin or a lot of Ethereum or some of these other bigger, you know, well-known projects, then, you know, good for you. That's the smartest way to go. For me, I know what I'm in this for. I want the life-changing money. I wanted that money with the AMC MOAS, which didn't happen. By the way, they had an earnings call. AMC got a little over $5, which really is about 50 cents. And then, of course, they had the earnings call. They did better than anybody, than people expected them to do. They still lost money per share. But they did better than people thought they would do. So, of course, the price tanks and it went right down. There was a part of me that was tempted to sell my AMC and just be done with it. When it hit $5, knowing exactly what was going to happen, that once the earnings call happened and they would tank it. And, of course, they did. But I don't care at this point. You know, it's down so much that I'm willing to hold it. And even, you know, if I can make the money back in Decat, I can always say I never sold my AMC, that I'm still holding it. But at a, you know, 96% loss on some of these holdings, it hardly seems worthwhile for me to sell it. Anyway, but I hope you're doing well. Sorry it was so long in between episodes. And still excited about the cat. We're still hopeful building this content, and super excited about that. So thanks for listening, and I will talk to you later.